Well, talk around the Kosciuszko is building up. As we know, you can win a share in a horse running in the Kosciuszko on October 19 by buying your Kosciuszko ticket via the TAB app or at your local TAB. You can buy them for $5. The more tickets you buy, as you say, the greater your chances of winning. You can do that right now, and maybe it'll be Bennelong Dancer that you'll want to play with. Donna Scott from Aubrey's joining us. Morning, Donna.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. How's the mare doing?
Yeah, really well. Really happy with how she's coming along. She's spelled really well. Hopefully we'll have a jump out with her in the next week and see where she's at and then take it from there. We're sort of looking at probably Heathwood, Melbourne, just for a bit firmer track. Get Caulfield and Flemington usually hold up pretty good in the winter time. There's a race at Caulfield on the 17th of August that we're sort of targeting at this stage.
Okay, so Caulfield there. But very much the Kosciuszko in your thoughts again?
Yeah, for sure. Wishy, obviously, is a race that you need to sort of get under special circumstances, and she needs to perform for us to probably get a start in it. So, you know, we need to pick her off and get a win early with her to help our chances.
Yeah, understand. Time gets away from you. It was the country championship twice that this horse has run in, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. He ran second in the qualifier the first year and was competitive down there, and then won it the next year and ran a super race.
That's the one thing with her. She's always finishing off out wide, isn't she?
Yeah, she does. She likes that clear running, and you know, not take nothing away from Noble Boy at all, but you know, she definitely wants a good three track, and we didn't get it up there, and for her still to perform like she did was a super effort. So, you know, on top of the ground, she's a much better horse.
Yeah, and that's, as you've explained, looking towards Melbourne maybe for your first couple of runs. But you've got to be mindful, haven't you, of how many wins, what distances, if she can run well in Melbourne, she's going to be popular again with people that, you know, want to become or play her in the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, that's it. And that's like, I've got a 1,200-metre race picked out, and she's, you know, she's, I know it was only at Aubrey, but she's run over 1,200 and things like that. So that's where we need to go down there and be competitive to warrant someone giving us a start.
Now, you're in the owners here, but how's the rest of them? Reece Holleran, of course, a former big player in radio. Is he the co-trainer these days, Donna?
Yeah, he finds the races, and we all have an input and things like that, so he's excited. Like, as I said, for you, Matthew's thrilled to get a start, but I think she genuinely probably warrants a start in it.
Yeah, understand. Hey, you had a good winner, just moving on briefly. Galaxy Force went all right the other day, or yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, he went super. Like, he's only lightly raced three starts now for two wins, and, you know, hopefully he'll probably start over 12 or 1,300 next start, and if he can win, he's a genuine chance in the country championships, the next one coming.
Okay, so you're very keen on it for next year?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, jot it down, listeners. Galaxy Force, the winner of a race at Wagga yesterday, long term. Just wanted to get an update, Donna, on Bennelong Dancer, because she always puts herself in races. And so we're looking at pencil down the 17th of August as a possible in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. At this stage, there's a nice sort of race there, benchmark race, 1,200, and, you know, hopefully she goes well fresh. And if we could win that, then it'd be nearly sort of probably put her away a bit and concentrate on the Kosciuszko.
Understand. Good on you, Donna. We'll certainly stay in contact.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.